Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Henshaw. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what
the commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
John, congratulations. Back in the League of Ireland and back with an all-important 3 points. How did you find tonight?
I thought the players were magnificent tonight. You know, they worked ever so hard. We spoke about it. We didn't have a long time to work on. But, you know, I think the players should take all the credit tonight. They stuck to the game plan that we tried to devise in just a short period of time. We knew that, you know, the good side goal where they put you under a lot of pressure. We managed to withstand that, but we managed to keep the ball off them for long periods to alleviate that pressure. And I think we made some wonderful chances, some really good football. On another day, we could have scored more, but I'm just thankful that we got the win.
Yeah, probably one of those games, if there had been a late sucker punch, you're probably looking back at a couple of big opportunities
We would have been, but, you know, people don't miss chances on purpose. And we had a chat with the coaches in there before, and the thing that we all agreed on is better to miss them than not get them. So, you know, we'll work on that. We'll work on trying to create more chances. And we'll work on how we can challenge every team we play this season. You know, we're going to go out to try and win every game. We're not going to win every game, but we're going to try and attempt to win every game. We just don't want to just hang on in games. We want to take the game to teams. I think we showed that tonight. I think we passed the ball really well tonight, and hopefully we'll build on it.
If we take a step back, how have you found the league? It's a long time since you were here with Sligo Rovers. It's probably, you've watched them from afar. It's been a big momentum change in the last 18 months.
Yeah, you know, there's a big buzz about the vibrancy about Irish football at the moment. You know, and the new format of the European competitions, I think, makes it a big plus. The lure of getting into Europe is a big plus for me. You know, to try and do that. I think it's improved. I think we're keeping younger players in the league longer, which is good for the league. I have followed Irish football a lot since my time at Sligo. I've still got good friends in Sligo as well. But I think there's the buzz is what attracts me there, has attracted me now to come here. And you know, it's good when you can settle on a bunch of lads who really want to work hard and want to give their all. And when you get that, you can't really be disappointed if you don't get the results. Because I've said before the game, results can be a bounce of a ball, a poor decision here or there, you know, either in your favour or against you. So the one thing that you can control is your work rate. And I think we showed that tonight. You know, the lads have given their all.
The one thing that's probably you've noticed since your last time here is the crowds. The place is bouncing here tonight
It was brilliant tonight, yeah.
Is that something you've really noticed? Some people call it like an old-fashioned romantic. There's no VAR. There's, you know, some of the over-sensitized Premier League football is a bit more romantic. I'm not sure if that's the right word.
Well, I think my own personal opinion about Premiership football is it's boring. It's overcoached. It's predictable. That wasn't predictable tonight. That was a great game tonight. You know, end-to-end football, that's what people want to come out and see. And I'm pleased that our fans are going home happy tonight.
You certainly send them home happy, and this momentum is continuing.
We've played a small part in it. And, you know, Danny Vent, he spoke to the players after the game and before the game, and saying, you know, you're on a journey now, an adventure, and we want to be part of it. And we've come along a little bit later, but you know, it'd be great to go somewhere with Waterford.
Well, the journey's gone off to a very positive start. Congrats.
Thank you.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And they had Brahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ider Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branca, who came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon. AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Hi. He was finished.
I'm not finished. He's only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
Is he Scottish?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what player he was, by the way.
David, yeah. Oh. Davil Suka. Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
And then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still... What a player he was. You know, Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wiltshire.
Wiltshire when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. No, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Janssen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What
a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah.
That's who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him, Luther Matthäus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rule Fox, what a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.